It's 5 minutes with me.
Happy after Easter. Happy final stretch of the second semester, my youth ministry friends. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. We're going to do 8 weeks in a row here. And you either love them or you hate them, and I've heard both. I've got 4 weeks here of nuggets. When I do a nuggets week, it's that I have a bunch of little separate thoughts that don't deserve an entire 5 minutes on their own. In fact, today's nuggets are so short that I have five of them, and you could think of this as five episodes of 1 minute with Marco. So, to pack, here we go. Nugget one. I love questions. I mean, I like answers. They're really nice and comforting, but questions, they do something to me. Questions make me think. Questions make me change. Questions make me ask more questions. In short, questions bring about growth in my life, including spiritual growth, much more than answers can. Sure, it's nice to have confidence in some of our answers, like knowing the Bible is reliable and that Jesus is who he said he was and is. And that confidence is critical to my faith, but confidence doesn't take me very far. Confidence, at least for me, can breed laziness and give birth to complacency. Questions, on the other hand, keep me on my toes and keep my faith abuzz with newness and anticipation. So here's a question for you. Is your youth ministry more focused on giving answers or on teaching teenagers to wrestle honestly with questions? Nugget number two. The best youth workers will make mistakes. Safe youth workers make very few mistakes other than the huge mistake of a safe and boring youth ministry. We are so often afraid of making mistakes. This is really too bad because the best learning always comes from mistakes, not from successes. If we can reconfigure our thinking and see mistakes as a grand opportunity for learning and growth, we'll be less afraid of them. Sure, mistakes often require cleanup and apologies and corrective action, but that's often the context for new growth in every area of our lives and ministries. Take an action step worthy of a great mistake this week, okay? Nugget number three, flexibility is a sign of humility. Why is flexibility a sign of humility or even a pathway to humility? Because flexibility is an indicator of your willingness to not be right. When a situation arises that calls for me to be flexible and consider change, and I'm not open to it, it reveals that I think my original plan is better than any modification might be. But if I ask God to grow my humility, I also gain the ability to be more flexible and to hold loosely to my plans, thoughts, conclusions, and ideas. Remember, this has an obvious corollary. Inflexibility is a sign of arrogance. Nugget number four. Let me be blunt to get things going here. The Bible is mysterious. I'm not suggesting that the Bible is unknowable or that God is unknowable. What I'm suggesting is that there's always more to learn and understand about God, and there's always more to learn and understand about the Bible, and we'll never understand it all, at least not on this side of death. This is a wonderful and beautiful reality. Isn't it fantastic that we can't completely know God? Think of it this way. One of the best things about being in a dating relationship or a marriage is discovering new things about each other. If we completely knew each other, the relationship would get stale and boring. It's the lifelong pursuit of knowing each other more and better that keeps a long-term relationship fresh. And our amazing God is more than we can understand. When we communicate by saying it or by implying it that the Bible is easy to understand, we insult God. And we set up a demotivating disconnect between that message and the reality our students live in every day. Embrace the mystery of Scripture with your teenagers. And finally, nugget five, is there any sense where you could honestly describe your ministry as a place of rest? So often our youth ministries are more accurately considered places of expectations or places of busyness. But what a great gift you give your students when you make your youth ministry, at least sometimes, a place of rest. This isn't about offering nap time. It's about creating a safe place for teenagers to let down their guard and relax. It's about fostering an environment that isn't always about being busy. It's about holding up slowness and rest and quiet as powerful spiritual values with huge results in our lives. This is countercultural stuff in most of our churches, where we've bought into the cultural value of busyness being spiritual. And remember, that's not from Scripture. How many times have you heard somebody in the church talk about how busy they are because of their ministry involvements, with the implications that this is a good thing? I don't think Jesus thinks overcommitment and busyness are good things. In fact, Jesus seems to think just the opposite. So slow down. Teach your students how to slow down. Learn to live in the initially awkward space of quiet and make that a regular part of your youth ministry practice. Sure, it's great to play hard, have feisty discussions, and be involved in a passionate pursuit of serving others, but teaching about and providing a space for rest is equally important.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.